This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Government approves to provide grants to the Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society. Signs labor agreement with Israel and endorses MOU with Oman. 58 days to go for House of Representatives election. Election Commission moves to prevent IT misuse and misleading content. ICC Men's T20 World Cup Trophy unveiled in Nepal. Can unveils official jersey ahead of T20 World Cup. And deposed Venezuelan President Maduro pleads not guilty in U.S. court on drug and narco-terrorism charges. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to provide grants to the Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday also approved a labour agreement to be signed between Nepal and Israel and agreed to accept a memorandum of understanding to be signed between Nepal and Oman. In addition, the meeting endorsed the Order 2082 Bikram Sambat related to the use of petrol blended with ethanol and approved the Forest Third Amendment Rules 2082 Bikram Sambat. On administrative matters, the Cabinet decided to nominate Kul Prasad Neupane as a member of the Management Committee tasked with managing assets and settling liabilities of problematic cooperatives. A prohibitory order in Birganj metropolitan city imposed yesterday afternoon to prevent possible clashes between two communities has been lifted. The order, which came into effect at 1 p.m. yesterday and remained in force until 8 a.m. today, had banned all gatherings, assemblies and rallies within designated areas. The measure was taken amid rising tensions in part of Madhya province, including Parsa and Dhanusar district, following the circulation of indecent and hateful comments targeting religion and culture on social media. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has urged the public to avoid actions that threaten social harmony and public order, warning against hate speech, misinformation and activities that incite violence. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal emphasized that the government is closely monitoring the situation, has taken necessary security measures and called on all stakeholders to act responsibly to maintain religious harmony and restore normalcy. Similarly, the Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Krishna Prasad Yadav, urged people to reject violence, hatred and division, reaffirming the provincial government's commitment to the safety, respect and equality of all citizens. With 58 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has emphasized strengthening mechanisms to effectively enforce the Election Code of Conduct, particularly to address challenges posed by the misuse of information technology. The first meeting of the Central Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee stressed the need for a special mechanism to curb the spread of misinformation, hate speech and misleading content on social media and other digital platforms during the election period. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the discussions focused on inter-agency coordination, the role of regulatory bodies, implementation challenges and control measures acting. Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said regulating social media is crucial and emphasized closed cooperation among regulatory authorities, investigation agencies and prosecution bodies to prevent the misuse of technologies. Participants on the meeting stressed the need to simultaneously adopt awareness-raising promotional and punitive measures to ensure effective compliance with the Election Code of Conduct. The Embassy of Nepal in London has urged Nepali citizens to remain vigilant amid a rise in fraud cases involving fake work permit offers for the United Kingdom. In a press statement, the embassy highlighted that many Nepalese both planning to travel to the UK and those already there have fallen victim to such scams, citizens are advised to exercise caution and verify any job-related sponsorships before making commitments. The embassy has also recommended that victims report these frauds to local police or the National Anti-Fraud Network, Action Fraud in the UK, as well as to investigation agencies in Nepal, noting that such crimes are punishable under law in both countries. Meanwhile, US Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, paid a farewell call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. During the meeting, according to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the two discussed various aspects of bilateral relations between Nepal and the United States, emphasizing the importance of continued cooperation and strengthening ties between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress is set to reconvene today following yesterday's meeting at the party's central office. In yesterday's session, members discussed preparations for the upcoming polls. Discussions are ongoing and the meeting will resume today to continue reviewing the party's election plans and organizational priorities. Likewise, the CPN-UML is also holding a meeting of its secretariat today at party's central office in Chasal to review the current political situation and finalize its upcoming agendas ahead of key electoral and party milestones. According to a UML secretary, the meeting will focus on preparations for the upcoming upper and lower house elections as well as organizational arrangements for the party's second central committee meeting. Meanwhile, the commission investigating the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement has lifted the travel restrictions previously imposed on former Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. The restrictions which had barred him from travelling abroad or leaving the Kathmandu Valley without prior approval were revoked after Oli was questioned in his capacity as the then Prime Minister and submitted his response in writing. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup Trophy has arrived in Nepal as part of its global tour and was unveiled yesterday at the President's office, Sheetal Niwas. Unveiling the trophy, President Ramchandra Paudel described the occasion as a proud moment for the country, saying it reflects Nepal's growing presence in world cricket. Extending best wishes to the women's and men's national teams set to compete in the upcoming Women's World Cup qualifiers in Nepal and the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, President Paudel expressed gratitude to the International Cricket Council for bringing the World Cup trophy to Nepal, saying it has boosted enthusiasm among fans. Meanwhile, the official jersey of the Nepali national cricket team for the Men's T20 World Cup was also unveiled amidst a program yesterday. The jersey was launched jointly by the Cricket Association of Nepal and official cricket partner T10 Sports. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup, scheduled to be held from February 7th to March 8th in India and Sri Lanka, will see Nepal participating in the tournament for the third time. Now on to an international news update. The deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have pleaded not guilty to charges including drugs, weapons and narco-terrorism in a federal court in Manhattan 2 days after being captured by U.S. Special Forces. As reported by The Guardian, the brief arraignment was held under the tight security with both Maduro and Flores asserting their innocence. The U.S. indictment alleges that Maduro and associates have been involved in long-term drug trafficking and narco-terrorism activities targeting the United States. While Maduro and his wife appeared in the court in Lower Manhattan, the U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting nearby where a dozen countries condemned the U.S. actions as a crime of aggression, and Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the operation as a potential breach of international law. In Venezuela, Maduro's deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, has assumed interim leadership, while Maduro's family and supporters condemned the operation as a kidnapping. The incident has heightened global tensions, raising concerns about potential escalation in the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast dense fog or mist likely to prevail in most places of the Terai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is also a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present. Furthermore, the division stated that the Kathmandu Valley recorded the minimum temperature of 3.5 degrees Celsius yesterday, making it a coldest day of the year. Likewise, temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3.3 to 5 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government approves to provide grants to the Gen Z Martyrs Families Welfare Society, signs labor agreement with Israel and endorses MOU with Oman. 58 days to go for House of Representatives election. Election Commission moves to prevent IT misuse and misleading content. ICC Men's T20 World Cup Trophy unveiled in Nepal. CAN unveils official jersey ahead of T20 World Cup. And deposed Venezuelan President Maduro pleads not guilty in U.S. court on drug and narco-terrorism charges. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app. Listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.